Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble and they will fall. And for eternity, we wed ourselves to life. And to everything good and everything that flows.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. It's not a fuck. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scumfucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room in this little screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar rolled a film, and it's a shot of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before
that looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll,
And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
How's everybody doing tonight? My name is Joseph Gibson. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. They're healthy tonight. They're doing good. And if anyone has something to say or share, of course, you know the phone number. I'm going to give it out in a little bit after the introduction. Excuse me. But I just want to let everyone know that we do have a big show coming up after this show tonight with one of our fellow Blog Talk hosts, who's been a guest on this show several times, Dr. Peter Ventura. He is on Sound Doctrine. You need to type in Sound Doctrine, okay? And it's Dr. Peter Ventura. It'll be on at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, okay? And at 6 p.m. out in San Diego, California. And he's going to have a very interesting show tonight. And that's going to be talking a little bit about CPS also and sex trading, this kidnapping we have of children across the globe. And he has a missionary who's going to be a guest, who's a missionary who has traveled around the globe fighting this issue. So if you have a CPS story pertaining to here in America, I would ask you and request you to tune into that broadcast tonight. Okay? Very important. And I'm promoting this because I'm going to be on there too. I'm going to call in as a guest. And I've spoken to Brother Peter tonight. And I wanted to check in with him tonight. And believe it or not, I don't have his phone number written down here, and I can't disconnect the show to get it, but I want him to promote the show, so that's why I'm going to go ahead and promote it. But in a couple hours, we will be on Interpraise Media, which is another part of Blog Talk Radio. That's where I got my start, actually. I was a guest on a program over there. They liked what they heard, and they said, hey, you need to get your own show, and that's what I did. And we touched a lot of people over the months, this past year, actually. I believe we'll be going on 1 year of broadcasting the end of next month. 1 year. And we've already had the President of Canada on this program. We've had many CPS stories. We had veterans. We had Veterans Against ISIS on this program. We had Medical Kidnap, Terry LaPointe, on this program. We had Not Just Another Number on this program, which addresses people in prison around this country who don't belong in prison, a nonprofit organization. We've contacted corporations on this program. We've contacted the White House on this program. So we've accomplished a lot this past year on this program. And I want to thank the people out there listening, the supporters who've listened, even the bitch supporters that don't tune in now because they may be a little upset because I had to cancel a show a couple weeks ago. So they're in bitch mode right now, I guess. hey, look, things come up, you know, and unfortunately sometimes because you can't go out and get that steak dinner, you don't need it anyway. You weigh over 300 pounds. So, you know, hey, you know, if you're going to be in bitch mode, then fine. Don't tune in anymore. I don't care, you know, because there's another one waiting around the corner, you know, and I feel, you know, I appreciate the people that support me no matter what. And that's what it's all about. You know, you're supposed to support your family and friends no matter what. Whatever happens, happens. You're supposed to stand by in your life no matter what. You know, I mean, to a certain extent. I mean, obviously, if someone, you know, we're not going to go to the extreme here or get into specifics, but if someone hurts you physically, then obviously you have to draw the line someplace. Or if someone destroys you financially, you know, common sense, come on. But if you want to get in bitch mode because I didn't broadcast on a certain date because you couldn't go out for a steak dinner, then you know what? you know what? Wallow in your fat and sit in your rocking chair, because trust me, I and these people know who I'm talking about. You know, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. I say what I ain't. I say what I mean, and that's all there's to it. I tried calling people on phones, and they don't answer. Everyone has a, excuse my language here, but everyone has a cell phone stuck up their ass today. And, you know, but yet you still can't get a hold of them. So I don't know what the problem is. You know, we all have our Android phones, our emails, and you try to get a hold of somebody. And if they can't get a hold of you within 14 days, then obviously they're ignoring you for some particular reason. Or, like I said, they're in bitch mode. I like pulling people's cards sometimes. But anyway, listen, guys, you know, like I said, I'm not singling anyone out particularly. Person knows who I'm talking about that right now, like I said. But we don't have to dwell on that too much longer. But listen, we got a good show coming up on Sunday. This is a show we've talked about for a long time, okay? We're finally going to get to understand the de facto and the de jure form of government. I actually have coming on this program. I made contact with them this evening, okay? Members from the Republic, citizens of the Republic, the real government. And they're going to explain that to you, what the real government is. And they're going to explain to you what lawful is and what unlawful is. And they're going to actually help many people out who's been on this program who are not receiving justice in your criminal, corrupt corporation de facto courtrooms today. We're going to get into that on Sunday, okay? Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have a case where your children have been kidnapped by the de facto government, this is a show you need to listen to, folks, or archive it. But I'm going to advise you to call in and ask these individuals questions. Now, I asked them to be on for 90 minutes on Sunday. I won't have a long opening like I have tonight, but I will, you know, if you've been on this program or supported this program or listened to this program, you know I get to all my callers no matter what throughout the broadcast. I don't care if I got 10, 50, 1. It don't matter. So this is a program that you need to pay attention to on Sunday. And I wholeheartedly ask my supporters, my family and friends throughout my social media and throughout this broadcast over the months to pay attention to this broadcast on Sunday. I really do. I've never asked this before, but I'm asking this now. We really need to pay attention to this broadcast, folks. We really do. So anyway, I've already got a caller already on the line, and I believe I know who this is. They asked if they can come on tonight, and yes, there's an opening tonight. I tried to, you know, we felt that you know, to push this republic stuff and this lawful way of government with all these court cases we've been talking about, to put it suddenly on the scene tonight was not a good idea. That's why I want to advertise it, and I'm asking my social media friends to promote this show coming up on Sunday. Listen, these individuals are going to tell you how to defeat them lawfully. So it's up to you to pay attention and listen. If you want to, like, take selfies on Sunday and go out with your friends or go to a movie or, you know, or whatever, smoke pot, do whatever the hell you do in America today. And instead of getting some knowledge that's going to help you, that's up to you. But I'm asking you, people out there who are listening tonight, who will archive this show also later on, tune in Sunday. You will not regret it. All right, I want to get to area code 407. I believe I know who this is. He was a former guest, but I welcome him because he's a supporter of the broadcast, and he's been on, and I support him also and his cause to get his children back. So I'm connecting him right now. Hopefully he can hear me. Can you hear me? Hey.
Hey, how are you, brother?
Hey, I'm doing all right, brother. How are you tonight? I saw your number, and that's why I kind of cut my introduction a little short. And we don't have any special broadcaster tonight, but there are many on the line. We have a chat room that's filled. And so tell me, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just kind of pulled off the side. I'm on my way home, but I'm good now. Well, I tell you, it's been since the last time we had spoken, things just gotten worse and worse. And, you know, we've been to two court hearing already, and now the guardian ad litem decides that they're going to decide to terminate my rights. So they file a motion for that.
Oh, and my so, Lord. Have you filed an opposition to motion? To the motion?
Well, that I'm actually in the market of finding a different attorney, because the ones that I've got, I'm just not very pleased with, because I don't know exactly what kind of strategy she got, and I'm not trying to disrespect her. I'm not going to bash her or anything like that, because
No. I respectfully respect what you're saying, but at the same time, you do need to.
Right.
Because this deals with your children. And listen, it's your choice. You're the father. And it's an emotional.
Right.
We had your case on here. I know that. And I want to become more involved with your case. And, you know, we've spoken through social media. And I believe
right.
that you have a winning case here. And I believe you should probably tune into the program later on tonight, where we're going to have many lawyers listening, and if you can get through,
right?
Talk
is
about
it
your going situation.
To be the same number?
No, it's a different number, actually. It's going to be a different number.
Okay. If you can send me that information, I would appreciate it. I'll definitely welcome in.
I will send you the info, because
thank
this
you,
show
sir.
Tonight, later on, with Dr. Peter Ventura is going to be powerful. He has a missionary who's going to be on the program tonight that is handling these types
right.
of issues on a worldwide level. So,
wow.
you know, yeah. But anyway, get back to your situation. Let's get more
yeah.
in detail. I want to know more about it.
Well, here's the thing. The two, three weeks ago, that's why I haven't been on being able to give you an update, because it's just been a chaos here. As a matter of fact, I just got out of the hospital last night, because a couple of days ago, I literally just passed out after the court, and I got into it with the foster parents threatening, screaming and hollering at me, and it was just a lot of stress, and it caused me to – I started having some chest pain, so I ended up in the hospital. I just got out last night, but the thing is right now is, as we speak, the foster parents already put in for an adoption paper for these children. They had no intention
oh
of bringing these kids back. So, and one of them actually has three of them. Basically, has been really given us a lot of grief, because my daughter is constantly literally constantly burning up. Every time she brings them to the visitation, I mean, she's burning up. She's either got an ear infection or she's got a pink eye. All kinds of excuses not to bring the baby in. That's why the baby doesn't even recognize. She doesn't get a chance to bond with her mother, you know. And she made up her mind. She's not bringing that kid back. And she has no intention of bringing my kids back. So now they teamed up with Guardian Lightham.
And that's why we really need to start working a little bit harder. And for those of you who checked in a little bit late tonight, we have an important show coming up on Sunday at 6 p.m. Everyone needs to tune in. This is going to be the Republic that's going to be on, and they're going to show lawful means on how we can fight the system, not just through CPS or social services, but in government in general. And tonight at 9 p.m., Dr. Peter Ventura is going to have a show on it's going to be blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot. And the phone number to call in for that program tonight is going to be 347-945-5416. And I beg and request and respectfully request all my supporters and listeners tonight tune into that program. I will be on that program tonight, and we're gonna hear a missionary, like I said, who's been fighting this worldwide, and you my friend, you know, we've been in touch through social media, and we really got to try to start digging our feet in the ground right now and fighting head on this case. We really do.
Yeah. I really, you know how, but for those of you guys that are listening, I just want to take a moment in here, and I know this man doesn't know that I was what I'm about to say, and for those of you guys that have been tuning in, this man, I tell you, he's barely known me, but he makes me feel like I've known him for ages, and the man has made me feel so much. I that's why I try to tune in, because this man, every time I speak to him, he always gives me the energy to even fight harder, because he gives me that enthusiasm, that kind of respect that every man and every father that's going through this gives us that energy to have that respect, rather than
I
other
appreciate
people
that.
I do.
I appreciate that very much.
I mean, I'm not just saying that just because you're in there. I'm saying that that's from the bottom of my heart, bro.
I believe you. And you've been on this program a few times already, and that's great. That's great to hear. But you know what? At the end of the day, that's great. But I want to see you get justice, I won't be happy until you do get justice, because all throughout my life, I've fought the system and lost many times, but
right.
Through knowledge and through the power of this phone call and this radio show, we have taken on many cases, and I've learned a lot. You know,
right.
And for you to have that kind of faith in me, like you said, we've never met, but,
right.
but the same time you're having faith in what I'm telling you. And I appreciate that. I don't want to let you down. And I call upon my supporters,
you've been very, very honest about everything that you said you were going to do. You've done. I mean, you've never failed me. There's no reason I shouldn't have no faith in you. I'll even take a bullet for you. Just that's how much I believe in you, because you made myself. You know, I'm like you. I've been fighting in the system. I've been fighting with everything for my rights, but everybody keeps telling me, quit fighting the system. Just do what they tell you to do, and you'll get what you need. And you'll get your kids back. And it's like,
no.
I've been doing that. And everybody just getting right now, even some of these attorneys are telling me, quit fighting with the system. Just do exactly what they do. Let's just get your kids back. And after you get your kids back, then we'll fight with them. I said, if I can continue to do this, if I continue to just do, excuse my friends, but to kiss at their ass, I will not make any difference, because the thing is, the more we sit there and do what they ask us to do, the more they have power over us. Unless
that's
one
right.
person, all it takes is one person to make that difference. And then I chose to take that bullet. I will take a bullet for every children in this world. I will. I'll say that again. I will take a bullet for every children that has been kidnapped. That's how much I dedicated my life into this thing, because it's not so much for my children. I know God's on my side, and I know He will protect me for this. But now,
yeah, and I know that too. And you know what? Hey, listen. And for those who are out there, listen. I monitor this individual's social media pages, and everything he posts has nothing to do with glorification to himself. But yet, the only thing he's dedicated to is fighting this cause. And because you know what? I've taken on other CPS cases. And I'm not going to call anybody out here. I may be in the future, but you know what? They're on vacation. They're going here. And, yeah, look at me. You know what? You know, you come on my program and you cry, you want your children back, but you're on vacation in Montana someplace. You know what? Come on. But I'm not gonna call that individual out right now. But what I'm trying to say is I know the man I have on the line tonight with me is true, and he's dedicated to fighting for his children and to get his children back. And imagine you sitting at home tonight without your children. How would you feel, you know, listening to a conversation like this? How would you feel? You know, and I could never imagine. I could never imagine that feeling. It's sad. It's sad. And we need to stick together here.
That's right. Mother's Day just came by, and the court already said that the pastor, they allowed us to have visitation on that particular day. We don't normally have visitation on Sunday, but the court already said that was okay. But you know what? They made an excuse for not to bring that baby to have Mother's Day with my wife. And for me to watch my wife in that corner all curled up because she didn't have her daughter, her baby on that particular day, just for a couple hours, even an hour. They couldn't even bring her out there. They made some excuse that, oh, the baby has a pink eye. We can't bring him out there. You know, but it hurts.
I know, brother.
It hurts my wife. It hurts me to see her hurt. And I feel the same way for all the mothers that couldn't have their babies on that day. And I say that again.
And you know,
brother. I'm so sorry.
You know, yeah. And you know, brother, we've taken on so many cases. Look, I don't want to keep bringing it up, but I don't know if you heard. We did a case a couple weeks ago. The following next day, the individual was under court order not to talk to the media anymore. We made such
right.
waves. You know, if anyone out there tonight, I'm trying to get Brother Peter, Dr. Ventura, on the line tonight, too. If anyone has his phone number available, if they could send it to me in the chat room, I'd appreciate it. Because he just tried calling me, and I know he wants to get on. Because I'm on my phone right now, and I cannot get the number. I don't have access to the number. I screwed up tonight. But if someone could get me his number, I'd appreciate it. And just send it to me in the chat room or send it to me on Facebook. I'd appreciate it. Because I'd like to get Dr. Ventura on. He's trying to get on now. I wish he'd call the station number, not my personal number. But, sir, tell me, what do you think is the next step, anyway, that we should take
here's
for a course
the thing.
Of
they,
action?
They brought this doctor that did a psychological examination, and he claims, and to his knowledge, after 1 hour of observation in a little 10x10 room, if you even call it that, claims that after observation, he says that he thinks that 7 is too much for us to handle. He said maybe 3 children is all we can handle. That's what me. And then he said if we had a third person staying with us, he said then he'd feel a little more comfortable. So you're gonna sit here and tell me, after my wife and I raised these children with no hospital records, no abuse, No accidents, no incidents. They never had their head open until now. You're going to sit here and tell me after 9 years you don't feel that we're incompetent enough to raise our children? You know, come on, that's outrageous. How can you observe? How can you make that kind of a decision within 1 hour of observation? This is just a game play that they're playing with us. So now they're saying that even I need a little help watching the kids. They have to have a third person. Unreal. Real unreal.
It's amazing. And I had somebody also send me the phone number for Dr. Ventura. So
sure.
Please stay on the line.
No problem.
I'm gonna give him a call.
Because
I know he was trying to get a hold of me. Just give me 1 second here and I'll punch his number in here, and I'm pretty sure he'll pick up. 0377, and we can get him on the line too also. Okay, it's dialing now. I'm going to try to get the captain on too tonight on your address case, sir.
Yes, that'd be great.
Hello?
Dr. Ventura, Joseph Gibson on Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today. I have one guest on the line tonight, but I told you I'd call and contact you tonight. And we talked about your show tonight, and I want you to talk about your show right now because we have a dozen people in the chat room, many people on the phone line, and I've already gotten a few dedications that promise they're going to tune into your program tonight. So give me a little bit about your program tonight and what we expect.
Well, I have missionary Lawrence Bowman coming on from PC, founder and the president of Orphan Frontier. And he deals with the orphans around the world. We've sent them to Malawi, Africa, and to Thailand, and also to Mexico. In October, he's going to India. And so right now, he's relaxing a little bit, so I kind of got him to get on and give us a report of where he's been and what he's been doing. And he's going to also talk about the tragedy of sex trade trafficking in the country and throughout the world. And
once social services or CPS or even other organizations around the world kidnap these children, where they end up, basically,
a very good question.
You know?
That's a question that perhaps we should pose to him. But I was hoping that the lady that we spoke to the other night would come on and she would clarify
Lisa
that
Mitchell.
For us a little bit.
Lisa Mitchell, yes.
Yes, Miss Mitchell. Because he said to me that today, he said, you know, I've as far as that aspect of it goes, he says, I've heard many, many things. He said, but the problem is when you get in a conversation, people become so passionate, they become belligerent. And he says, but nobody's been able to, produce any proof for me. He said, but it's something he's interested in speaking to her this evening. So it's definitely a subject that needs to be broached. It's kind of kept in the shadows.
Peter, I have a gentleman on the line right now who has had 7 children taken from him. And I have him on the line right now. I mean, I know we don't have all that much time to get fully into the case. Personal friend of mine now on social media, and I've taken on his case personally. And I told him to check in tonight. And are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, give Peter a quick outline of your case, just a real quick one, if you don't mind.
Okay, I have 7 children. Well, it started out with 6, and last year we had our last 7th one. And their accusation is that they said that my wife, since she has a disability, cannot, they don't feel that the kids are in danger because of her disability. And since I'm constantly trying to find work and I'm leaving her behind, they said they got us for unsupervised visit, lack of supervision, and medical neglect. Now, when they said medical neglect, it's because we missed a couple of shots. But then 5 months before they took the children, we had all those shots in there, but they claimed that they didn't have the records for that when we gave them a copy of it. So we missed a couple of appointments. They took the kids. And now it's been 2 years since we've been fighting, and now we're on the front of terminating. They filed for termination, parental rights. So,
what do you think about that, Peter? Real quick, I know we can't and devolve hours on this.
To not to interrupt, but we don't even have criminal records. We don't have no abuse, and my wife had raised these children, even though she had a disability. She has never had any records of the kids being left outside, neglect or abuse or hospitalization. But since they've taken them, the first year, my son had been circumcised at the age of 8, age of 2, and also they've had his head split open. And recently, we have our son who's got a big gash on the side of his body. It looks like he said he fell off the trailer, but it looks like somebody took a belt and belted him. So I know they're being abused because
I understand.
I think that's a tragedy in itself, the whole situation. But I would ask one question, if I may.
Sure.
What would your wife's disability be?
She has an autism, high function.
I see.
But the thing is that she has a... it's more like a slow learning disability. You know, she's capable of learning, but at a
Peter,
slower
is that,
pace.
Is that great enough a disability to take away 7 children from a family?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it is, but I'm not truly an expert in this field. I think that it's a tragedy in itself, but does she collect Social Security? I mean, is she able to self-support?
Yeah, I mean, she was collecting Social Security, SSI, and that. But then they accused me that I'm using her for her $733 check when I make twice as that a week.
But
the thing is, since I'm married with her, since I started working again, we can't even really actually collect that anymore because I'm only allowed to make $65.
You know what? The key I'd like to make is something you've done already with me personally and my brother Peter. Peter and I are very good friends for many, many years now. So we stay in contact consistently. Okay. However, besides that, what you need to do is tune in to our program again tonight. Obtain as much knowledge as you can. Ask questions if you can.
Right.
What you're doing tonight. And you know, you and I have been in contact on social media. I do not ignore you.
Right.
You send me a message, I'll get back. And we will help you as much as we can. We will guide you. Now, look, none of us, not even Brother Peter, can take on one single case. There's just so many out there. I'm not going to lie to you. But we can guide you to help yourself. And that's what we need most Americans to do today, to stop this nonsense and to help themselves, because God is there for us. What's God direct us to do? God helps those who help themselves. You know, and we need, you know, and that's the key here.
I think when you call into the program this evening and you speak to Brother Lawrence, I think you should ask Lawrence and put it in this fashion, that seeing he works with orphans, what about state-made orphans, government-forced orphans?
There you go.
And present it to him in that manner so that it stays in line with the program and he'll have to give you some kind of an answer if he can. But I mean, truly, that's what's happening here. The state is causing children, putting them in an orphan situation when they actually have parents.
Right.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
So,
Peter,
what have you done so far what have you done so far to fight this? I mean, what is your legal recourse at this point?
Right now, we've done everything they've asked. We've actually finished our case plan since last year of July, and they were supposed to bring in the children last year. But then they turned around and dragged it on, and now they got a whole new team staff meeting because the supervisor got fired from that job, and now they brought in a whole new team. So now they have to start all over again. So it's dragging on. Now we don't go back to court for TPR until August 1st, I think it is. So now they're going to try to drag it on for another year.
And you're in state court.
I guess if that's what you want to call it.
You're in a superior court? In a family court?
Family court.
It's administrative court. It's administrative court. Yeah, state. Yes, right. You're right, Peter. Peter is, he has a superior knowledge of the courts. That's why when you're answering yes, maybe, I don't know, he's trying to read between the lines. And see, Peter knows the courts, you know. And I'm not trying, listen, I'm just letting you know, there's different levels of knowledge. But go ahead, Peter, I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
Well, these people are acting under color of state law. So Title 42 U.S.C. 1983, the Civil Rights statute, could give you, I would think, would give you enough of leverage to go into court and ask for an injunction under, that they were, and I would ask the federal court for an injunction and a show cause order to show cause on why they've taken them. Let us see if you can get a federal judge to intervene.
That's right, Peter. You're absolutely correct, Peter. I told this individual the same thing. Weeks ago, he needs to ask for some sort of emergency to show just cause or prove jurisdiction. Correct?
Well, here's the key. The first thing is, if you go up under a 42 U.S.C. 1983 under that statute, and then you'll have to go 2201 and 2202, but you'll find that as you're studying that. But if you go up under that, the government is immune to lawsuit. So they have 11th Amendment immunity. Because they're acting under color of state law, you have cause and standing to go before the court. Now, they get 11th Amendment immunity, which means that you can't sue the government. They're immune. However, there's a thing called good faith immunity. And they're not immune to good faith immunity. And good faith immunity, they don't get because they've acted outside the scope of their office. They violated the law, knew the law, and should have known the law. And so, therefore, they can't escape the lawsuit that way. So you have executive immunity, which is the 11th Amendment, which they'll claim right away. And then your argument is, they still don't get away with good faith immunity. They knew the law. And I would argue from the standpoint that let them show cause. You don't go in. You're prosecuting now. They're defending. That's the way you go after them. And then you get before a federal judge, ask for a show cause order on why the injunction should not be granted, an immediate temporary restraining order against the state, ordering them to return these children to you. And then let the state come before a judge and present their case. Now they're on the defense. You're the prosecutor.
Wow. Wow. That's
how I flip
that
on.
That's pretty heavy right there. It's
you're right.
I'm new to all this. I'm still learning all this stuff.
And you're right. And that's what I was trying to tell you in emails through social media. Some people, and we're not trying to put you down, some people have studied, like Brother Peter here. He had international legal International Paralegal Service that overturned many cases throughout the country. And at the same time, he's a doctor and has a pastor of a church now. So he's very busy. But I refer to him for legal advice sometimes, and even philosophical and sociological advice to when I talk to people like yourself, sir. And you see, like you just said, wow, I'm new to this. You know what? We all, the people, should already know this stuff. We should know it. But, we can't go back and say, hey, we should have done it, whatever, whatever. We need to start today. Start fighting today. And Peter has taken on the bottom of the barrel. I'm talking about people in prison, people who are at the bottom of the barrel in the food chain of society, to build them up so that they can fight against the system. And that's why it's important. Like I said, you tune into his program tonight and support his program. I'll be in touch with you also through social media. But, Brother Peter, I know you're short for time because you're preparing for your program tonight. Real quick, do you have anything else to add?
Well, I would give you this advice. And to all the listeners, the law is not complicated. The law is very simple. The modern trend of the courts is to use plain language. If you're in court and you're using technical language, just stand, raise your hand and tell the judge, can they speak in plain language so I can understand? It's just like a mechanic goes to learn how to be a mechanic, and they charge him, you know, $20,000-$30,000 to get his license to.
You're breaking up on me, Peter.
Understand the law.
Yeah. Lost him.
Yeah, he's breaking up. Peter, you're breaking up on me. We may have lost him. But anyway, yeah, we lost him. The call dropped because he's heading to where he has to do the show tonight. But anyway, you can contact me. Peter and I talk pretty much daily. So
I'm really interested in what he just said. It's really interesting.
Yeah. And he and I, like I said, talk daily pretty much. So I've known him for many, many years. We've been through the most toughest situation known to mankind. We don't need to get into that. But
right.
If there's anything else you want to add real quick, but listen, I hope you tune into the broadcast tonight.
No, I give up my word. I'm going straight home, and I have some few things that I'm going to do, but I cancel it out. So I'm going to definitely be in there because I'm really interested in knowing more about this thing.
That's great. Because our objective here is to get you back with your children. That's our objective.
Yeah.
I told you that when you first came on this program.
Right.
And I want to ask anyone else out there. I want to ask anyone else out there before we wrap it up. Phone number is 657-383-0616. Press 1 if you have a comment about tonight's program. If you don't, then please tune in to Sunday's program. Sunday is going to be, I believe, a very powerful program where we're going to know the law. You're going to learn about the law. I'm going to tell you that right now. I spoke to Dan Owens tonight. Dan Owens is going to be one of the guests. He's from Indiana, the state of Indiana. And he's going to be the guest on Sunday night. And I actually brought up a couple of the CPS cases that I've been handling and talking about on my program. And he brushed it off like, this is so simple. So it's important that you listen. It's important that you listen.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to tell your friends to listen also. And,
I'm
always say that.
My followers too, so.
Yeah. And I don't always say that because I have my own followers also. But listen, if there's anyone who wants to check in tonight before my friend here and I wrap it up, I'm asking you to tune in tonight and press 1-657-383-0616. Tune in. If not, if you don't have a question, then we're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap it up. But Mike out in Wisconsin, I've been missing your call, and I'm a little upset at that. So I'm glad you tuned in tonight. Maybe you have something going on. I don't know, but
I've been fighting with this thing, and I've been in the hospital, so I've been like, it's been a chaos out here. So.
Yeah, I understand. And maybe Joe and Meriden wants to contribute. I know he lost his call, so I'm gonna go ahead and connect him and ask him because this happened one other time. So real quick, Joe and Meriden. Hey, Joe and Meriden, how you doing?
Lise, I didn't even ask to speak. I'm doing fine. How are you this evening?
Well, I didn't know because I saw your call drop, and I remember you telling me one other time when you pressed 1, it hung up on you. So I was just checking in with you. That's all.
Yeah, it hangs up after 60 minutes. This service I got, and I use this service because I need to call other shows. And Magic Jack service, which I used previously, doesn't allow me to connect to all the other calls that I want to call into without paying an additional fee. And paying an additional fee isn't as much of a problem as giving them a credit card, and I just don't want to do that. Yeah, I listened to this gentleman again about his children. I remember him. Yeah, it's a terrible situation, but I think that Peter gave some good, sound advice. Just turn the tables.
Yeah. So true. Well, thanks, Joe. And I know we got a lot of programs on tonight. We got the captain on tonight. We got to get him on. And I think it's all going to wind down. Actually, not on my show tonight, which I don't mind. I think it's all going to wind down on Peter's show tonight. I believe all my callers and supporters and the supporters of the captain's show are all going to go to Peter's program tonight. And that's good, because that was the goal. All the blog talk radio shows need to unite and bring the truth to everybody. But what I was trying to say earlier is, Mike, out in Wisconsin, we missed him the other night, and I needed him there. So, hopefully he'll come on again on Sunday. And hopefully Joe in Florida... He's been missing again. I tried contacting him. He calls me back, and we missed each other several times. But anyway, back to my original caller. Sir, you know you and I are friends on social media. Excuse me. And we will be in touch, and we're going to fight for you, I promise.
I believe you, and please. You know, we don't have to just be friends on social media. You've already, believe it or not, you've already become part of this family from what the heart of you, of your energy that you're putting into helping me to reunite with my children. Because, like I said, right now, I'm just deathly afraid of what's happening.
And
to my
what
children.
A happy day that's going to be. And what a happy day that's going to be when you reunite with your children. And I swear I will work. As much as I can, because you know what? If we can have you on this program one night in the future with all your children beside you, imagine what a program that would be, huh?
And you'll definitely will be the one to hear that too. So,
I thank you, sir. And listen, like I said,
thank you
very much. And let's stay in contact. And all the people in the chat room, the guests. I appreciate you tonight and all the callers on the line, even if you wish just to listen. And those of you who want to archive the program, but listen, tune in to the Cap Show tonight and tune in to Peter's program at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That'll be 6 Pacific. We're going to talk about this issue again. And I'll be on that program. I'll do my best to be on that program. And thanks, Joe and Meriden. Thanks, Mike out in Wisconsin, for tuning back in. Thanks to Elizabeth Rondo in Yaleville, Connecticut. Thanks for Kurt in Meriden, Connecticut. And so many others that are on the line tonight. I appreciate your support. I really do. And God bless. And please, archive this show. Forward it to all your friends and family. And replay it, because there's a lot of knowledge here, you know, and we need to learn from knowledge. God bless. Take care.
God bless you.
We've just gotten a recording of the police radio traffic as officers caught up to that black SUV, as well as during the chase and the shootout. This is the first time we're hearing this. Let's listen.
Okay, last seen in the alleyway headed towards school. Do we have a clothing description?
Male, dark-skinned is all I have on this frequency.
If you can get that and then North Suburban. Or if you have them, go there. We don't need any more people here unless it's a SWAT team. That's it.
Nor two, what's your exact location?
We are at San Bernardino and Shedden. San Bernardino and Shedden. We can see one guy down. There's one guy in the back of a car.
Finest people, where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army.
to join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And the best is your army. Why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is
Hello.
7 feet tall.
No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Right? Against that? No! We will run! And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day?